And welcome to episode 21 of Fangirl Report. With me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fan.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. Somebody's having a shower upstairs. We're just gonna roll past it because I don't want to wait to record any longer. I don't want to wait to fangirl a moment longer. I need to fangirl so badly today. You guys have no idea, okay? First of all, hi. Welcome to episode 21. How exciting. So we've got a couple of things going on today. A couple of things that I would like to discuss before we get to the real meat and potatoes of this episode, which I am very excited about. So hello, welcome to this beautiful Sunday. I'm recording at 11:30 this morning. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. It is Mother's Day today. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful moms and women out there today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mummies. Happy Mother's Day to all the pet moms. Happy Mother's Day to all the plant moms. Okay? Happy Mother's Day to all of the moms. It is a beautiful Mother's Day to have today. Hopefully, wherever you are, the weather is beautiful. Hope your brunch right about now is delicious. And I hope you get all the lovely things. I'm so sad because my mummy is at home in Sarnia, and I had a paint class yesterday, and just, I work tomorrow, so I just couldn't get the time to go down and see my mummy for today. Very sad about it. So if you're watching this, mummy, love you, and you know that I miss you, and you know that I would do everything I could to be there, but here we are. So anyways, that is that. Happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to me. Mom of two cats. Anyways, okay, so let's move on. You guys, there's a lot of really just dumb things that I need to talk about. First of all, I had a dream about Pedro Pascal last night. No, I will not be getting into the details. I just wanted to let y'all know. And I have been thinking about it all morning. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Number two, I have, oh my god, you guys, I've got a brand new hyperfixation, and it's really embarrassing, but I know that I owe it to you guys to be fully transparent about the things that I'm fangirling about, and unfortunately, I do regret to inform you that I am hyperfixating about something really cringy, okay? Listen, guys, I'm gonna do it. Okay, so I'm gonna give you a little bit of a backstory here. So for Fan Expo, I talked about this a little bit last week. I might have talked about the hyperfixation a little bit, but it's really happening now. So I mentioned that my Broadway people, Erica Henningsen and Alex Brightman, they're going to be at Fan Expo this year. And so I had my little Mean Girls vinyl out on display because I'm going to get it signed by my queen, Erica Henningsen. And I'm going to get my Beetlejuice vinyl signed by my king, Alex Brightman. Thank you so much, the king and queen of Broadway. So the reason that they're going to Fan Expo this year is they are... Guys! They are voice actors for Hazbin Hotel. And I think... you guys know where this is going. So, it was never my intention to go and meet Alex Brightman and Erica Henningsen because of their roles on Hazbin Hotel, because I had never seen it. So, it was never my intention. Oh my god, this episode is horrible already, you guys. This is just so bad. Oh my god. Anyways, it was never my intention to go meet them because of Hazbin Hotel, because I had never seen it. So Nick had one of his friends over last week, I believe after I recorded. And so whenever he has a friend over and I'm home, I just rot away in the bedroom. Like, we've got a TV in there, I'll put on something random, I'll scroll on TikTok. Like, it's just chill. I'd be chilling in there, okay? And so they decided to put on Hazbin Hotel, the first episode. And I was minding my own business in the bedroom, watching my TikToks. And then I hear gorgeous girl Erica Henningsen start singing in this show. And like a moth to a flame, I arose from my bed. I floated over. It's like, you know those cartoons where it's like the floating music notes, and it's like, that was me floating to the living room. And I stood here for probably 5 minutes, like, watching Erica Henningsen sing on this show. And so I'm not sure why I didn't realize that it was a musical show, considering there's so many amazing Broadway actors in this show. I don't know why I didn't think that it was not a singing show. It is. And you know me, I'm a slut for musicals. I'm a big fat slut for musicals, okay? So when I hear the gorgeous girl Erica Henningsen singing, I'm like, fuck. God damn it. I felt something unlock in my brain, and I knew from that moment, I'm like, shit! I have a new hyperfixation. So me and Nick proceeded to watch the rest of the series together, the rest of the season one together. And guys, it is good! God damn it, it's good! I feel myself reverting back to, like, my Steven Universe days. Y'all, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. It's behind me, okay? My Steven Universe days are behind me. Thank you so much. But I can feel it. It's like the Steven Universe vibes, but it's Hazbin Hotel. Guys! And I didn't realize how many Broadway actors are really in it. Like, of course, there's Alex Brightman. There's Erica Henningsen. Kimiko Glenn is in it. Who else? Jessica Vosk is in it. Who else? There's more, and I can't think of them right now, but there's more. So, yeah, and the music is exceptional. It is good, and I was listening to it, okay? Guys, please. Okay, please. I need to be transparent with you about this, okay? My new hyperfixation is Hazbin Hotel. I understand how cringy it is, and I'm calling myself out for fangirling about something so cringy. I am identifying that within myself, okay? It is a flaw, I understand. Thank you so much. How long is this person gonna have a shower for? Is what I wanna know, actually. Anyways, whatever, let's move on. So yeah, Hazbin Hotel. So now when I go meet them, I'm gonna be really excited because Hazbin Hotel. Guys, I don't wanna talk about it any longer. Thank you so much. Okay, guys! Let's move on to one more thing before we're going to get to the real juicy portion of this episode. Okay, so this is so funny. I recorded last week on Saturday, okay? And I told you guys that the news that I had mentioned that I couldn't tell you yet, I kind of hinted towards it because I thought I couldn't share it yet. And listen, I finished editing it and then I go on Facebook and they had released it. So, yeah, they had released it, and I didn't know. So, you guys, I am free to fully discuss it now with you today. I was in my auditioning era a couple weeks ago, okay? So, in the beginning of April, I talked about how I went to this audition for the prom, okay? And I did horrible. I butchered it so bad. Like, the dance portion, I did good, as I mentioned. But the freaking singing portion with this accompanist that I've never met before, I did horrible, okay? So as soon as I left that audition, I had mentally accepted the fact that I will not be booking this. It is not happening. And I was okay with that. Like, I was very happy that I went out and then I did it. And I had fully accepted the fact I wasn't going to hear back, okay? I didn't hear back about callbacks. Again, not surprised in the slightest whatsoever, okay? So a couple of weeks go by, I don't hear anything. Again, I didn't expect to hear anything. I get home from work one day, I'm making dinner for myself, and I get a call. And I recognized the name of it, but I couldn't really remember from where. So I answered it. I'm like, whatever, it's fine. This call is speaking to me, I'll answer it. Hi, it was the producer of the prom. I said, hi, is this Emma? I said, this is she. Hi, I would love to invite you to be part of the student ensemble for the prom this year. Are you? Because if you don't know, there's like, okay. So, holy shit. For the prom, there's adult ensemble and student ensemble. So it's basically like the background characters for like the students at the school and then the background characters for like the adult portion of it. If you've seen the prom, if you've listened to the prom, if you know about the prom, y'all know this. Okay, so I got cast in the student ensemble, you guys. He was like, are you interested? I'm like, yeah, I am. And he said, okay, just like, we ask that you keep this confidential until we post it on our socials, and we'll see you for rehearsals in September. I'm like, amazing. Oh my God. And like, when I went to the audition, I was auditioning for the role of Emma, not to be getting it, but just to like put my name in there. But I would have been happy with absolutely anything. So when he called me and said, would you like to be on ensemble? I said, yeah. So you're looking at Emma Heron, student ensemble for the prom in Georgetown this year. Ah! And you guys, once I get like more details on it, I'm gonna be posting the link to buy tickets and y'all are gonna come see me. Yeah, you are. And so I am ecstatic to have my foot in the door. This is my absolute very first musical theater opportunity since I graduated high school, which I don't want to talk about it. It was in 2018, I know. And then I did an extra year, so I left high school 2019? No. I don't fucking remember. Whatever. Whatever it ended up being. I graduated in 2018 from high school. So this is my very first gig back in getting back into it. So if that's just the ensemble for a really fun show, I'm fucking so thrilled for that. So I can finally share that I did book the prom, you guys. Okay, that's so amazing. And so other news for that, I know I mentioned I did like a rock musical audition for the small show for the Fringe. I did not get that one. However, he did ask to keep my name on file in case of like dropouts and stuff like that, and just like for future things. I said, absolutely, I would love that. And again, like, you know, so I don't have anything going on for the summertime, which I really wanted to have something to do, but again, things will come up. But I am in the prom, you guys! So anyways, I'm so thrilled to finally be able to share that with you guys, because I had told you how horrible I did that at the audition. So I was shocked and appalled when I got the call for that. So yeah, come and see me in the prom at the end of November into December. That's when the shows are. So come see me. And again, once I get the details, I will get y'all the ticket information. Thank you so much. Okay, anyways. I think that's everything for like my life updates and like my hyperfixation updates. Okay, they're finally done in the shower. Thank God, you guys. That was crazy. So we are going to get into the real tea for today. I'm very excited about this. I mentioned last week that for episode 20, I wanted to do this, but it just didn't work out. So for whatever reason. So today we are going to be doing the ultimate personality test. I don't care about like type A or type B shit. I don't care about that. I want to know what Harry Potter house I am. I want to know what Divergent faction I am. I want to know what Hunger Games. I keep forgetting the name of district. I want to know my Hunger Games district. I want to know my cabin and my god/goddess parent from Percy Jackson. I want to know all of that. So I have a list of quizzes here that we are going to do together. Very similar to the episode where we did the BuzzFeed quizzes to find out which character I was in different sitcoms. Very similar to that. I went through and I found what I think are some good quizzes to take. I'm going to leave the links in the description so that you guys can follow along with me. Take the quizzes with me, and you're going to comment down below everything that you get, and we're going to share, okay? And we're going to have a really jolly good time. So, yeah. So, if you know me, my personality revolves around this kind of shit. So, I want to know. So, things like Harry Potter, like, I know what my house is already, but we're going to see if that's still up to date, okay? So, let's jump right in. The first quiz that we are going to do, we are going to figure out what Divergent faction we are in. So I've got my quiz here. I'm going to do a fun little screen recording of this. Okay. Accept cookies. Let's get into it. Okay. Take the official quiz to find out which Divergent faction you belong in. Let's get to work, team. Okay. I don't need to read this whole introduction. Let's not do that. Okay, let's begin. Let's start. Ah! When you are faced with a problem, you react by, let's see what our options are, making a list of pros and cons and then choose the option that the evidence best supports. I have a booger in my nose. creating a work of art that expresses your feelings about the situation, doing whatever will be the best thing for the greatest number of people, debating the issue with your friends, or facing it head on. See, like, these kind of questions are really hard because I don't really know. I feel like realistically, I would, like, not really debate the issue with my friends, but, like, I would talk to, like, either Nick or, like, one of my friends about it and, like, get their thoughts. Okay, next question. You most want your friends and family to see you as someone who is willing to make sacrifices and help anyone in need, is liked by everyone, is trustworthy, will protect them no matter what happens, and offers wise advice. I'm just going to be realistic here. Is liked by everyone. I'm just going to be realistic. Okay, like, we're not going to lie here. Okay, thank you. If you had to select one of the following options as a profession, which would you choose? Judge, firefighter, scientist, farmer, or humanitarian? Absolutely none of these. If I had to pick, like, the most realistic option for me would probably be humanitarian. Whatever, we're just going to roll with it. It's fine. What activity would you most likely find yourself doing on an unexpected day off? Rock climbing or skydiving? Yeah, right. Volunteering, reading, of course. Sharing opinions with your friends, or something artistic, painting, dancing, or writing. Okay, as an artistic person, even though I'm not... Okay, listen. I'm going to say something artistic, painting, dancing, or writing. Like, that's not necessarily something I would do today, but, like, when I was, like, really into my art era, then yeah. Okay, whatever. Guys, please. When choosing your outfit for the day, you select whatever will attract the least amount of attention, something that will not distract or inhibit you from what you have to do that day, something comfortable but interesting to look at, whatever will attract the most attention, something that's simple but still expresses your personality. Something simple but expresses my personality. Like, fashion-wise, I'm not, like, I feel like I don't have a style. You know what I mean? Like, I just dress comfortable. Okay. If you discovered that a friend's significant other was being unfaithful, you would tell your friend ASAP. You can't imagine keeping that knowledge a secret. Confront the cheater. Sit them both down and act as a mediator while they talk it over. You know. Keep it to yourself or tell your friend it's unhealthy for them to be in a relationship where such behavior is present. Tell your friend ASAP or tell your friend. I tell my friend ASAP. That's what I would do. What would you say is your highest priority in life right now? Success in work or school, finding peace and happiness for yourself, seeking truth in all things, serving those around you, or developing strength of character. I'm going to say finding peace and happiness for myself because I feel like I'm in that point of life where I'm just in a monotonous go to work, go home routine. And I feel like getting into this podcast and like delving into other creative hobbies and stuff, like, it's just, like, my way of, like, finding the joy in life. Not to get serious here, you guys, but, like, just trying to break up that monotonous routine by finding things that bring me joy. So I'm gonna say finding peace and happiness for myself. Okay, calculating results! Okay! You would be in Candor, however you say it. Let's read the description together, shall we? You are honest with everyone, no matter how difficult it is, and no matter how much trouble it gets you into. You aren't easily offended and would prefer to hear the truth even if it hurts. You believe that if everyone could be honest and forthright with each other, the world would be a much better place. Other people sometimes see you as insensitive, but also trustworthy and confident. I'll take that! Okay, period! You know what, guys? I'm so excited to, like, have all these answers together. So I'm just going to jot down divergent, we are candor, however you fucking say it. I don't know. Yay! Okay, so if you followed along with that quiz, comment down below what you get, or you can wait and comment them all. Okay, next we are going to see what Hunger Games district we would be in. I am very excited. So let's get our screen recording going here. Okay, and we can just get right into it. Favorite color? Anything earthy like green, brown, and golden yellow. Shiny, gold, silver, bronze, pink, emerald, white. Bright and bold, red, orange, bright yellow. Darker colors like gray and black. Mystic, gentle colors like purple and blue. Purple. Anytime purple is an option, that's what it's going to be. It's my favorite color of all time. Okay, next question. Where is it? Did I not just click that? Okay, there we go. Favorite thing to do? Exercise and build up strength and skill? No. Swim? No. Relax or do anything to make money? Period. Tinker around with my latest crazy contraption? No. Travel, even if it just means walking down the road and back? Relax or do anything to make money? Guys, we're just being realistic here, okay? Which skill would you most want to survive? Which skill would you most want to survive within the Hunger Games? Okay. Do not answer in relation to the district you are hoping to get. I don't even know what one I'm hoping to get. I don't know. Knife and spear throwing. I don't care as long as I survive and I'm showered with riches. Probably swimming and fishing, actually. Stealth and cunning. Cleverness. You never know when a piece of wire will save your life. Guys, can we just be so real with ourselves here? I don't care as long as I survive, to be honest. Describe your appearance. This is about to hurt my feelings. I can feel it. Tall, slim, blonde, or brown hair. Quite attractive, if I do say so myself. Tall, muscular, blonde, or dark hair. I don't quite fit any of these descriptions. Small to medium height, quite lean, dark hair. Small to medium height, stocky, blonde, or brown hair. What does stocky mean? I don't know. We're just going to do that. Whatever. You're in the games. What's your strategy? Stay hidden, avoid confrontation, possibly stay off the ground. Done. I don't even need to read any of the others. That's what I'm going to do. You are very calm and patient. False. I'm just being real here, guys. I am not patient at all. Sorry. You observe things before proceeding. I would say so, yeah. You are quick when needed. Yeah. Favorite sport? None. Okay, I don't necessarily like video games, but that's like the closest option that I can pick here. So I like video games. Favorite place? Canada, Australia, Japan, China, the USA. I guess I'm just gonna say Canada, you guys. Like, whatever, it's fine. What type of environment do you feel most at home in? Forests and nature-rich landscapes, urban and technologically advanced areas, agriculture and farmland settings, or mines and industrial locations? Definitely urban and advanced areas, for sure. What skill do you value the most? Archery and hunting, engineering and problem-solving, nurturing and caregiving, adaptability and resilience. I feel like in the Hunger Games universe, like, being able to adapt to situations is, like, important. So I'm going to say that. What role would you prefer in a community? Hunter or protector? Innovator or inventor? Healer or peacemaker? Laborer or resource provider? Like, would I prefer to be? I'm going to say, I guess innovator or inventor is the one that I would most want to be. Like, it sounds the most interesting. Okay, which activity would you enjoy most during your free time? Exploring the wilderness, inventing new gadgets, gardening or farming, mining or crafting? For the memes, I'm going to say mining or crafting because that's really funny. Okay, how do you approach challenges? Face them head on with courage, analyze and devise strategic solutions, seek help and support from others, adapt and find creative ways to overcome them. Again, as a creative person, hey, listen, I feel like as an artsy person, anytime I do any kind of, like, personality test of any kind, I will always choose the answer that says the word creative in it. So that's what we're gonna do. Sorry. We got District 5, which is power. Let's read it. Electricity power. District 5 has the lowest number of children claiming for Tesseract. I haven't delved into the Hunger Games universe in so long, so I don't know what that means. More food in exchange for their names being put in the games more than once. So it's probably quite wealthy. Yes! Or small. Okay, anyways, and it's just going over, like, people that have been in it. Okay, period! So the richest district. Let's go! Okay, let's jot that down. So we are Kandor and Divergent. And for Hunger Games, we are District 5. Oh my god, I can't type to save my life. Oh my god, I got my, like, I took off my long, like, not really acrylics, but the nails that I did myself with, like, the tips and stuff. I took them off, and so now with my stubby little fingers, I feel like I can't do anything at all. Anyways, next! Okay, our next quiz is which Harry Potter house, what Hogwarts house we would be in. Okay, Since the beginning of time, I have been a Ravenclaw. Like, when I signed up for Pottermore and, like, took that whole quiz, I have been a Ravenclaw since the beginning, okay? So if I get anything but, I'm gonna be very upset. So let's see. And I would do, like, the Pottermore one again, but I think you have to, like, sign up for an account and shit, and I don't feel like doing that. So we're gonna be doing this one. Okay, so let's see if it's still accurate and that I'm still a Ravenclaw. Okay, how do I... Hello? Ew, this is like a weird format. Whatever, we're gonna do it anyway. Okay, question one. Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? Hunger, cold, loneliness, boredom, or being ignored? As somebody who loves attention, I would say being ignored, but I'm gonna say boredom. Okay, question two. Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ordinary, ignorant, cowardly, or selfish? I would say ordinary because, bitch, I'm not a boring person, okay? Thank you so much. Next question. Dawn or dusk? Dusk for sure. You know what? Okay, hang on. No, like, I feel like... Oh, no. Like, I feel like my teenage self would be dusk 100%. Like, a night owl for sure. But I have also learned to, like, really appreciate the morning, you guys. Like, I'm not necessarily a morning person. Okay, yeah, that just convinced me. It's dusk for sure. Like, I'm more inclined to stay up really late than get up really early. So for that reason, I'm going to say dusk. Okay, thank you. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? Tabby cat. I'm not even going to read the others. I would bring a cat 100%. Next. Next page. Okay, whatever. You enter an enchanted garden. What would you be most curious to examine first? The silver-leafed tree bearing golden apples, the fat red toadstools that appear to be talking to each other, the bubbling pool in the depths of which something luminous is swirling, or the statue of an old wizard with a strangely twinkling eye? I think I'd say the statue, because it's kind of giving, like, Greek art and statues and stuff, which I like. Anyways, forest or river? I'm not a water girl, so forest for sure. Four goblets are placed before you. This is just the Pottermore quiz, is it not? It's very similar, I think. Four goblets are placed before you. Which would you choose to drink? The foaming, frothing, silvery liquid that sparkles as though containing ground diamonds. The smooth, thick, richly purple drink that gives off a delicious smell of chocolate and plums. The golden liquid so bright that it hurts the eye and which makes sunspots dance all around the room, or the mysterious black liquid that gleams like ink and gives off fumes that make you see strange visions. There's a purple one, so I'm gonna pick the purple one. Thank you. Okay, how would you like to be known to history? The wise, the good, the great, and the bold. I'm gonna say the great. Because who doesn't want to be great? You know what I mean? Okay. Which instrument most pleases your ear? The violin, the trumpet, the piano, the drum? Okay. Like, again, if I was in high school taking this, I would have said trumpet because I played it a little bit because I was a freaking band kid. But I feel like now, like, I like the violin. We'll say that. We'll say violin. Moon or stars? I'm going to say stars. I think, like... Like, the constellations are so fascinating. I love that. Next, you and two friends need to cross a bridge guarded by a river troll who insists on fighting one of you before he will let all of you pass. Do you attempt to confuse the troll into letting all three of you pass without fighting? Suggest drawing lots to decide which of you will fight? Suggest that all three of you should fight without telling the troll or volunteer to fight? Definitely, if there's a chance that I can make him not fight, then I'm gonna do that. So I'm gonna attempt to confuse. And last question, you guys, I'm actually really nervous. I'm actually getting really nervous about this today. Four boxes are placed before you. Which would you try to open? The small tortoiseshell box embellished with gold inside, with which some small creature seems to be squeaking. The gleaming jet black box. No. There's a freaking Amazon delivery. Are you serious?
Let's continue, shall we? Okay. The gleaming jet black box with a silver lock and key, marked with a mysterious rune that you know to be the mark of Merlin. The ornate golden casket standing on clawed feet, whose inscription warns that both secret knowledge and unbearable temptation lie within. The small pewter box, unassuming and plain, with a scratched message upon it that reads, "I open only for the worthy." Okay, you guys. Okay. Like, you know, in the Avengers when, like, they were all trying to, like, lift up Thor's hammer to see if, like, they're worthy, like, of course I would try to do that. So of course, if I was looking at four boxes and I saw one that said I only open for the worthy, I'd be like, I want to see if I'm worthy, thank you, let's so that's it. Guys, I'm so scared.
Okay. Welcome to Slytherin. I can't do this. You are sneaky, resourceful, and not afraid to bend the rules to your advantage. You consistently strive to get ahead and will do everything you can to be in a position of power. I don't even know what to say right now. I don't even know what to say right now. I am not. No. No. I'm not a Slytherin. I do not accept this answer. Guys, no. I'm not a Slytherin. I am actually so heartbroken right now. I'm just fucking jotting it down. You know what? No. I was about to write Slytherin. I am not a Slytherin. I am a Ravenclaw through and through. So that is what I'm writing down because I know it in my heart. Guys, I am heartbroken right now. That is unacceptable. No. Whatever, I guess. Let's move on. Okay.
Let's take a breath here. Let's have a quick little Starbucks break.
Everything is okay. I'm a Ravenclaw at heart. That's what's going to happen. Thank you. Let's move on to what Percy Jackson cabin we are. Okay? Now, if you're unfamiliar with, like, the Percy Jackson universe, basically at Camp Half-Blood, every god slash goddess has their own cabin, so that's where their children will, like, stay. So there's, like, the Poseidon cabin where Percy Jackson is, there's, like, Athena's cabin and stuff like that. So basically we're finding out which god slash goddess is our parent and therefore what cabin we would be staying at Camp Half-Blood. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm very excited. Okay. A little bit of backstory. I read Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief in grade 9 English class. I loved it so much because I am a slut for Greek mythology, okay? I am a slut for it. I think it's so fascinating because it's like based around art and, like, just ancient Greece in general is so fascinating to me. I'm obsessed with it. And I've spoken about this before. Bitch, if I ever go to the ROM, I'm gonna fuck up the Greek area of the museum. I'm gonna fuck it up so good. Okay? So I love shit like this. So let's claim our cabin. Okay, let's get going. Let's claim our cabin. I don't want this. Okay, let's do this. I'm so excited. Which game would you most enjoy playing? Minecraft, Sea of Thieves, Civilization, Diablo, The Sims, FIFA, or Mario Party? There's hair. First of all, Mario Party makes me so angry. I don't know what it is. Mario Party brings out the worst in me. It really does. And I always lose every single time. Okay, so which game would you most enjoy playing? Let's be real here. I'm going to say Minecraft. That's just, like, how it is, okay? Which of the following animals would you most want as a pet? Horse, deer, owl, peacock, dog, eagle, snake, or swan? What I most want as a pet?
Guys, I'm basic. I would just say dog. Anyways, what is your favorite food? Cakes and pastries, seafood, roasted meats, salad, or hamburgers? Out of this list, hamburgers for sure. I could fuck up a hamburger so good. Yes. Okay. Which of the following TV shows do you like the most? The Walking Dead, Forged in Fire, Game of Thrones, Sherlock, Friends, or Planet Earth? I'm going to say Friends. Like, it's what it is. Which superpower would you most want? Super intelligence, emotional manipulation, healing abilities, good fortune, manipulating water, controlling weather, or super speed? I'm going to say, okay, this is honestly, you guys, this is actually something that I think about a lot. Like, okay, I know that, like, there's the whole world of OCs and stuff like that, so I don't necessarily, like, create OCs for myself, but I think about what I would be in, like, the Avengers universe and the Fourth Wing universe. Like, I really think about it, and oftentimes I connect it to, like, my birth chart, like my astrology chart and stuff. And since I'm a Scorpio, which is a water sign, I often would put it like I would be like a water superhero or some shit like that. So I'm gonna say manipulating water. That's so gay. I'm sorry. How would your friends describe you? Strategic thinker? Absolutely not. Tacit? I don't know what that is. We're just gonna move past that. Social butterfly, natural leader, competitive and driven, fortune's favorite, or funny guy? I don't know. I'll just say funny guy. I like to think I'm the funny friend, but I know I'm not. It depends what friend group I'm in. Depends what friend group. What natural scenery do you find most captivating? Tropical jungle, ocean waves, rainbows, blooming gardens, moonlit night, lightning storms, sunrise/sunset. I would say sunrise, sunset. Like, they're so gorgeous, and every night it's like different. Like, sometimes it's more pink. You know what I mean? I'm going to say that. What is your biggest fear? Oh my God. Spiders, heights, failure, darkness, being forgotten in confined spaces. It's going to be spiders every day of the week. You guys don't understand how much I despise spiders. I don't know what it is. If there was like a number two, I would say death. Yeah. So we're just going to move on. We're going to say spiders. Thank you. Choose a weapon. Sword, spear, dagger, trident, bow and arrow, staff, or hammer. I would say, like, realistically, okay, I'm going to pull a Violet Sorengale here, and I'm going to say dagger. Just because I feel like it's the most, like, convenient. You know what I mean? Because you can stab, you can fucking throw it. It's small. It's easy to, like, tuck away if you need it. Like, it's just, in my opinion, the most, like, realistic thing that I would use. Okay. How do you spend your free time? Reading books, playing sports, enjoying art/music, partying, exploring nature, and sleeping. Again, as an art girl, if there's an answer that says something about creativity or art, that's the one I'm choosing. So that one. What is your favorite time of the day? Dawn, midday, sunset, early evening, or midnight? Okay, I need to say something. I am a midday hater. I hate the middle of the day. 2 p.m.? I fucking hate 2 p.m. so much. What do you mean it's 2 p.m.? Are you serious? That is the ugliest time in the world. And 3 p.m. is no better, okay? Like, I'm happy up until, like, noon, and then I'm not happy. And then the only time I'm happy again is, like, after 5 o'clock. Okay, I'm gonna say sunset. Let's say sunset is my favorite. Which quality do you value most in friends? Intelligence, loyalty, integrity, humor, kindness, courage, and appearance. Appearance is crazy. That would be a crazy answer. I'm going to say, I don't know. Humor. Because I'm a funny guy. What's your favorite school subject? Here we go. I just saw the corner of my art music. Not even going to read the rest of them. That's what it's going to be. Thank you. What type of music do you prefer? Classical, rock, pop, electronic/dance, hip-hop/rap, indie/alternative? I'm going to go pop. I'm just a pop girl, okay? Okay, what's your zodiac sign? See, I was just talking about this. Scorpio, and I feel like I'm the most Scorpio to ever Scorpio.
Like, I know on the surface, like, maybe it doesn't look like it, but, like, I am. And I know that I seem, like, so happy and, like, fun right now. But no, girl, like, I feel like I'm the most Scorpio. And, okay, I'm gonna put this on the internet. I need the girls to tell me, like, if this is accurate to me. So, my sun is Scorpio. I am a Pisces moon and a Gemini rising. So, astrology girls in the world, tell me what that means. Okay, thank you so much. What career would you most like to have? Doctor/healer, architect/engineer, athlete/coach, artist/performer, army, navy, air force, scientist/researcher, teacher/counselor, and president/governor. Damn. In an ideal world, it would be artist/performer, 100%. Like, yeah. Okay, I think that's it. Submit. Oh my god, my cat just like got scared. Cabin 10, Aphrodite's cabin. Oh my god, let's read it. As a child of Aphrodite, the goddess of love, beauty, and desire, you possess an alluring charm and an innate appreciation for aesthetics. Okay, not really. You are likely drawn to beauty in all forms, from art and fashion to the simple elegance of nature. Your presence radiates warmth, and you have a natural ability to connect with others on an emotional level. You guys, is that accurate? Be honest. Be honest, is that accurate? I'm thrilled with that answer. I'm thrilled. Okay, let's cabin 10. 10 Aphrodite. Let's go. I'm happy with that. Is it? No, Annabelle from Percy Jackson, she's Athena's daughter, I think, right? I think so. Yeah, because she's goddess of war, right? I'm almost positive. Okay, you guys, we have one more quiz that I'm gonna do, and you guys, you know that I had to throw in a fourth wing quiz. You guys know that I had to do it. So it's not necessarily like a personality quiz, but we're going to find out what dragon we would bond to in the fourth wing universe. I just thought it would be a fun way to like end it, okay? So let's really just dive right in. How do you handle conflict? I face it head on, ready for a fight. I try to avoid it if possible, but will stand my ground if necessary. I am ruthless and use my intelligence to navigate through it. I am patient and wait for the right moment to act. I am quick to anger and quite ferocious. I would definitely say avoid it if possible, 100%. Okay, what is your preferred environment? I prefer the thrill of a thunderstorm. I love the calm and peace of a sunny day. I feel at home when I read on a rainy, dark afternoon. I thrive in smart conversations with friends, and I am comfortable in a tense and challenging environment. I would say I love the calm and peace of a sunny day, for sure. There's something about a sunny day that it's just reminds me that life is good. And again, like if I was in high school, like in my freaking emo era, I would say thunderstorms for sure because I loved a rainy day. No, bitch, I am a sunny girl now. What can I say? How would your friends describe you? The most cunning, calm and honorable, ruthless and intelligent, cool-headed and witty, quick-tempered but reliable. Cool-headed and witty, guys, come on. I'm funny, thank you. What is your greatest strength? My power and cunning nature, my honor and calm demeanor, my intelligence and ruthlessness, my wits which help me make strategic decisions, my quick temper which fuels my determination. I'm gonna say, as a Scorpio, again, it's a very astrology-based episode today. I'm gonna say, okay, as a Scorpio, I have a very quick temper. I can get angry very easily, and I hold a grudge like there's no fucking tomorrow. So I'm gonna say my quick temper which fuels my determination. What is your greatest weakness? I can be too aggressive. I can be too passive. I can be too secretive. I can sometimes overthink things. I have a quick temper. Okay. I'm a Scorpio, ladies. Okay. Thank you so much. How do you approach a challenge? I was born ready. Let's do this. I approach it calmly. I am ruthless until I come on top. I am usually on defense. I approach it with a quick temper, ready to fight my way through it. I would say I am usually on defense. Like, I would never like attack something head on ever. What is your leadership style? I lead with power and I am most cunning. I lead with honor and calmness. I use my intelligence to guide my team. I lead with composed disposition and am reasonable. I lead with a quick temper, pushing my team to their limits.
I would say composed and reasonable. Like, okay, I know that I have a quick temper when it comes to most things, but I feel like when it comes to leading people, like, I would be, like, reasonable. You know what I mean? How do you handle loss? I will probably die with them. Guys, no, this is actually real. Like, I think about, okay, if you have pets, you'll understand. The, what's it called? There's, like, an actual term for it. It's, like, precipitory, what the fuck? What is it called where you're like grieving some like preliminary grief or something like that? Please confirm. Where like you're already grieving your pet's death even though they're alive and well next to you. I think about like when I lose my Pete, it's gonna be the end. Like I feel like life is over when my Pete goes, you know what I mean? I will probably die with them. Even the thought of it makes me too sad, literally. I will be seeking revenge at all costs. I handle it by remembering the fallen and learning from the loss. I handle it with a quick temper, vowing to avenge the fallen. Even the thought of it makes me too sad. Like, we're being realistic here. What kind of friend are you? I'm the protector, always ready to defend my friends. I am the calm and reliable one, always there when my friends need me. I'm the mysterious one, always surprising my friends. I am the unpredictable one and a touch cruel. I'm the witty one, always making my friends laugh. I am the passionate one, always full of energy and ready for an adventure. Listen, I'm funny. I'm the witty one. Let's just say it. You're going to a party. Your outfit is elegant and regal, joyful and colorful, powerful and mysterious, refreshing and calm, passionate and bold. Definitely refreshing and calm. Again, like, my fashion sense is not very exciting. Okay, let's submit. Really? I have to put my shit in? This is so dumb. Okay! Ah! Oh my god! Okay, period. I didn't think it was going to give, like, actual dragons that are in the series. I thought it was just going to give, like, red dagger tail or something like that. Okay, Thierge. If I'm saying that wrong, please don't cover me. You've been chosen by Thierge, the intelligent green dragon. Thierge is known for her strategic thinking and patience. With Thierge as your dragon, you're destined for a life of intelligence and strategy. Her requirement for patience... Her requirement... Oh, my God. Her requirement for patience... When approached, reflects a deep sense of understanding and patience. Holy shit, I can't read. Traits that you undoubtedly share. I wouldn't say I'm patient, but like, yes. Who's, I don't remember. Okay, hold on. Let me look this up really quick. I don't remember whose dragon that is. Give me 2 seconds. Whose dragon? Rhiannon's dragon! Okay, slay. Okay, guys. Okay, so let's just do a quick recap of everything that we got here. Oh my god, I literally can't do anything right now. Okay, so our divergent faction is Candor. Our Hunger Games district is District 5. I don't want to talk about Harry Potter. I know. Ravenclaw. And that's the end of the story. And Percy Jackson were Cabin 10, Aphrodite's Cabin. And fourth wing, we have Thierge as our dragon! Oh my god! This was so much fun. And I love, like, this kind of personality quizzes. I think they're so much fun. It's so fun seeing, like, where you would be in the universes. Like, especially when you have hyperfixations over shit like this. It's just so much fun to imagine where you would be. So I had thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much. So if you guys went along the quizzes with me, please tell me your results in the comments. I would love to see and share what we all got together. And that's that. So again, happy Mother's Day to all the mummies out there. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Good luck at your week ahead. Next week, we will be live from New York. I can't even talk about it. Okay, we're gonna be, okay, just a quick warning. Next week is gonna be, I'm gonna film a little episode. It's gonna be short, okay? Because we're gonna be in New York City. I'm gonna record a quick little thing from the hotel. We will be Fangirl Report live from New York City, okay? So I can't wait to see y'all there. And enjoy. And subscribe to my channel. Follow me on TikTok. And rate this podcast 5 stars. Thank you so much for being here. Love you as always. Thank you for fangirling with me. And I will talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.